Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, I can hardly contain myself. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath because I am just in love at this moment. Hello, everyone. Hello. Feel my heart reaching out to each one of you. The heart in every cell. There's a lot of them. There's like a trillion. Oh, welcome, everybody. We are brand new. This actually is a line from my kitty cat, who said today, "Mommy, I am brand new." Yes, this is what we are. Happy Gasara New Republic, most amazing weekend of all weekends. Windows of all windows, hearts of our heart. We love you. So I get the privilege of circling around this beautiful table and letting you know who are with us here in person. And they are all reaching out to you and each one of you as well. All of your teams are here. All of our wonderful masters are here with us, Mother Earth, Mother and Father God. Hello. We have our beautiful galactic family beaming a pillar of peace on all of us individually at this moment. So wave, because they're waving at you. That's right. On the Jumbotron, everybody. Don't we love it? So we'll start on my left. We have our beautiful brother, Scott. We have our new can-do gal looking all beautiful and pink from her swim outside, Anna. We'll hear from her in a few minutes. We have our lovely Christine, who is up, and we took a long walk this morning. She is feeling on top of the world and in love with all of you and so happy to be here. I know you've heard the messages, but still, she's very happy to be here in person. And our beloved Catherine beaming on me right now. I love you. And on 3, 2, 1, we're going to all hear a big hello from everybody. 3, 2, 1.
Hello!
Oh, and we felt it back. Oh, my gosh, aren't we a happy family? Well, we are all up here together in our New York farm. We've got Master Che. We've got Master Lady Bam Bam. We've got Master Lady Firefly. I've got all my beautiful masters on my farm back in Georgia. We are one all together. Isn't this an exciting weekend? We are so happy you're celebrating this holiday with us and so glad to be here. Well, my gosh, we're just going to be easy and family, and we're just going to share, and you share with us the way you always do. We hear you. You can just say it out loud. We always pick it up. And if you need translation, Sananda is here, Michael is here, Astral is here, Saint Germain is here, Mother Earth is here. They all help us hear you. So you just take a deep breath. Thank you for your pillars of light. Thank you for all you have done in these days leading up to this moment. We know your choices. We see them. We know what you've been doing. Oh, it's brilliant. Your work is brilliant. You are right where you're supposed to be. You have made every amazing choice to be here at this time and expand to be able to anchor this amazing energy right now. We have the most golden light available to us now, and you are using it to your maximum capacity. You're clean, you're clear, you're joyful, and aren't we lucky to be a family right now? I am grateful. So we're going to hear from our beloved Ashtar today, but of course they're all here pushing and shoving in that sweet way they do, but I think Ashtar gets the tap for today. But you never know. They always like to be surprising. But first, we ask our dear Anna to come with her beautiful, yummy voice that I wish I had, but not really because then I couldn't hear it as well, and do some beautiful decrees with us. And she will say a few words about what decrees really mean in her heart. Here, Anna.
Hey, family. This is Anna. With love, because love is all that is. Decrees is a way to proclaim the love that all it is in everything that we do, every choice, every chosen that we do. So here is some words for you to follow and decree and proclaim that love is all it is. Love. Judge nothing. You will be very happy. Forgive everything. You'll be happier. Love everything. You will be happiest. And for Archangel Michael's morning prayer, oh God, I am. Here is this day to serve with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my being. I give you my heart, oh Lord. Live in me. Love through me. And I allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. And for the body elemental, beloved Mighty Victorious, I am presence, beloved Maha Shoshan, and beloved Mother Mary, bless my body elemental for its service to me. At the close of my earth span, set it ever free. Without its loving presence, I will not be. Bless body elemental, ascend through with me. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. By God's own hand, by God's own hand, by God's own hand, I now command, do it today, do it today, do it today, do it to say, do it to stay, do it to stay, do it to stay. And next, decree for a violet flame decree. Violet flame from the mighty I am, violet flame for the mighty I am, violet flame for the mighty I am, and the transmuted power of the violet fire of freedom's love, through all surge and surge, all now purge and purge, through all blaze and blaze, all now raise and raise, descend now this hour, bless this cosmic power, all our world's control, full harmony hold, fill my world with violet fire, until it manifests God's desire. Now, take full command, make all understanding, search through every land, through freedom expand, expand, expand. I am, I am, I am. I am the violet fire. I am the purity God desires. Earth is the violet fire. Earth is the purity God desires. Humanity is the violet fire. Humanity is the purity God desires. Prosperity on earth is the violet fire. Prosperity on earth is the purity God desires. And so be it. Beloved, I am.
Anna Bavana. Well, I was sweating from my walk. Yes, I think we did. Christine. Hi, everybody. It is so good to see you all, to feel you all. Crowd around the kitchen table at the homestead. That's where we are with our lemons tablecloth and our big cool drinks. It's so humid here. But I was still in bed pretty much 22 hours a day up until 2 weeks ago today. And then I got up and walked 2 miles. Yeah, baby. Yeah. And I think we just walked, I don't know what, three? I marked it. So I remember my markings. We just did 3 miles. Now, it was right before the show, and we really wanted to get the big long walk in. So it was mostly downhill. We planned it that way. Well, it wasn't totally downhill. I got it wrong and told everybody it was all going to be downhill. But then it really wasn't. So that was exciting. But then big chunk of it was downhill, and Catherine came and got us all in the car when it was time to come home for the show. But tomorrow I'm planning on 5.5 miles to the farmer's market. And then Catherine has to come get us in the vegetables. But how great is that news? And there are reports from light beings, light workers, all over our planet. I'll tell you, for me, attack is over. The cabal is essentially over. They're down to, in our world, they're down to pesky little things like blowing up my computer and phone every time I'm about to do a message. That's nothing compared to the old days. And one day, it just stopped, as it was always promised it would. It just all stopped. And in faith, we knew it would. You knew it would. Come on, even when it was rough, we knew this wasn't it. We weren't on this planet with this awareness of what's unfolding for that to be it. We were just going to, with our awareness, sit there and take hits as we tried to raise ourselves and each other the best we could. Reports from all over the world, ascension symptoms are way down. Now, if you are still experiencing things, this does not invalidate what's going on for you at all. Remember always, always, we each have our unique service, our unique life plan, and whatever it is you're doing, you can be assured your team is bringing you moment to moment the most help through love, only love, and greater light and dispensation, which is extra help on top of the extra help, so that you can be in the sweet spot of fulfilling what you wanted to learn, what you wanted to accomplish, and what you are destined to serve. So we can all lay down our worries and our burdens. Everything is on our side, conspiring for our greatest good. Now, does that mean when we look around at the chaotic reality right around us that it's still messy, or so it seems? Or is that just the light flooding every dark corner, displacing the misqualified energy that we ourselves did, so that it may be shown and known and healed, released, restored back into the sea of light as potential for us to co-create with again and do a job perhaps with not quite so much or any imbalance of evil, suffering, torture. It's over. And we are to claim our freedom. Not as an entitlement and not as a right, but as our natural state of being. We are love itself, living a life in an incarnated body. Sweetly so. Now, here's a couple hints. If you're still feeling a lot of rough stuff, that's all right. Thank you. Thank you for being one of the ones still performing that job. Just keep choosing God, choosing the qualities of God, kindness, patience, forgiveness, especially to self. And know that if those are the choices you're making, no matter what, you're doing your mission and you're accomplishing it, and you will see the results soon. And in the meantime, when you're operating on faith, that is when you are in service and rising the most. So look at it as a precious opportunity, because it is. Well, that's what I'm thinking about on my walk. sweethearts. I'm so excited. I'm excited for the new republic that is already in place. I'm excited for Nisara, which is already enacted. I am beyond excited for Gisara, for our world. Everyone is ready, in agreement. It is accomplished. I didn't even know if I wanted to pass on the specific messages that the masters are coming and coming and coming with. And, ooh, I'm getting chills now. Woo, how it's around the kitchen table. That usually means Saint Germain is here. And indeed, looking over all of us, not one of us is unseen. We are all seen, held dear, and ready for whatever it is we have prepared for and chosen to do. Really, I just say, let's immediately create another one of those violet fire bonfires. And all of us, come on, let's actually pitch our remaining hesitancy, our leftover behaviors that are just patterns with momentum that we don't even really mean anymore. Let's throw in our any last bits of, am I enough? Am I ready? Come on, that's long gone. We are here to be the vessels of God's love and prosperity on earth. And it is time. The celebration has begun. The table is already set. We can smell the delicious smells coming from the Saint Germain kitchen. The elixir of life is poured into a glass for everyone. That doesn't just mean we've accomplished the beginning and the release of the Freedom and Prosperity programs. That means the celebration feast is at its beginning. So come now into the feast hall. You should not be surprised to find a place marker with your name. Now, I know you've been missing us. We've heard you, and we've been missing you. We had to do some deep inner diving and round-the-clock work, just like in a way you did too. We've just been hunkering down our own ascension that always, for each of us, all of us, translates into service for the greater good, the ascension of all. All who have a soul and choose to ascend. It's a very special time. The RV is unfolding. Gisara is in place, activated. And we, the light bearers, are ready, as we are, right now. So just lay down the worry, throw it into our family violet fire, blazing high, and let the you that is always present emerge. Now I have a very, very special person here who I love with all my heart and soul. And we have done together just a spiritual road that I can't imagine with anybody else or without her. And I just feel so blessed to be with her. And so close to her. And I'll just pass the talking stick to our very beloved Catherine.
Thank you, Christine. Well, she said it so clearly, I can't imagine having done a project like this, deep diving and challenging road that we've walked together. I can't imagine having done it with anyone else. She's been she's been my rock. One day we'll tell more about what's transpired in the last couple years. For now, I'm enjoying freedom. And the 4th of July has never had such meaning to me. So I am just thrilled and delighted to be back with all of you, and I am back. We'll be doing more shows together. It's going to be a good time. So thank you. Thank you all for your support and love. We loved hearing from you in the interim. We knew you were there. So let's go. Here's Christine.
Thank you, beautiful Catherine. I wish you guys could see her. She's got like a little blue skirt. You know, shorts and a skirt, a skirt. We love skirts. And she's got a red and white striped, like, looks like she just came from, you know, down at the sea, at the cove, to pop in for the show. Very beautiful, and it's gotten cooler suddenly. It's just a little, it's easy in here. So thank you. I think that there must be angels standing around blowing on us to help out. And I want Meg to do a little more, on the logistics of us, mm-hmm. for those of you who might be new joining us, or just because we all like to hear Meg's voice. But first, a little bit about what's coming, because that's where our huge focus is. And the way to help the most, to hold the light, hold the line with this moment, is our focus. Our focus on not the expectation that it will happen, that it has happened because it has, and that we let through the excitement of our dreams come true, focusing on what we are to do next in our life. Even we don't have all the details, but the qualities of feeling we have, and also Sananda's been urging me every day to really let loose with my true dreams. I imagine doing spiritual work in a sort of way I was doing now with nicer surroundings. And he showed me that was really limited. And instead, to let her rip and really tell my loved ones here and tell the masters, the ascended masters, it feels funny to call them that because they're just family there, my real dreams, and to dare to include those. And of course, it took me a long time for every time I would have to say first, but first service and let's raise earth. And they were like, yeah, yeah, of course. Yes, we know. Yes. And what is in your heart? So I started to really tell. And on that note, we have some pretty exciting things. We will be giving gatherings, you could say, or as our favorite way is to say it, as Luis always says, it retrieves. Some might call them retreats, but we're going to call them gatherings and retrieves as we retrieve our true self from our experiences on earth. We're going to be having those in spots around the world. They will be made available for anyone who wants to come. They will be tailored to whatever it is a weary light worker may need to restore or someone that is just awakening. It will be a range. And we will be letting you know pretty soon after the events unfolding now when and where those specifics will be. And we are super excited. So our eyes on what's coming next now next. All right. I'm going to give you to Meg. She's going to do a few more of our logistics, and we'll see if Anna has anything to pop in with. It is really exciting, thrilling, precious to have our Anna with us. She is glowing, so beautiful. Meg, what you got?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Christine. So in order to make sure you are aware and always hear what our new plans are, let's just talk about how you can stay connected. So, of course, the way you find out about us is through our emails and our websites and these blog talk calls. So you can always find us at whoneedslight.org. Now, we're going to be making some new changes for our new era. So it's going to be getting a wonderful upliftment, its own ascension. So, but the website will stay the same address, so you can always find us. So whoneedslight.org, and you'll see a sign-up button on the top line. Give us your email address, and you'll always get the messages sent directly into your email box. And these will be coming more frequently, so let's just make sure you get them. It is funny to say Ascended Masters. Our family, your family will be communicating specific help for you, for your own ascension, for the new golden era, for our plans together. So you want to make sure that you keep those lines of communication open. I know you're hearing, but it's always good to hear something in the physical too. We also have our Facebook page, Who Needs Light. We'll always post our messages and our blog talk calls on that. You can keep in touch with us that way. Wonderful. Anything else you think?
You got anything, Anna?
Sure.
Let me pass it to Anna. Here you go.
Hi, lovely family. Yes. I'm all about love because I truly feel that love is the key and really the answer. And it's that energy, the highest energy of all, that really helps us carry the best and the greatest thing for all. It just never fails. It's like when we wonder, okay, how do I do this? How manifest this? How do I bring this in? It translates into the love. And then it just carries that amazing energy where by being high up there, it dissolves everything that wants to ground us down, to bring us down, to hold us back. Okay? So this is how we do it, just by doing the love. And I know many times we feel that it's hard, it's no way to do it, but when you really focus, like Christine was saying, focus and believe it from your heart that you really have it, because that's all it is inside. That's all you are, light, and you manifest in that because that's what we are. And then it just magically happened. Just be patient, and this is how we're going to envision and manifest all the beautiful things that are coming, that are really unfolding right now with the RV, with the GCR, with the Republic. And truly believe it, and this is how we're going to do that. Don't worry much about convincing anyone, just yourself, you know. Move on yourself, you know. Let everything else loose, let go, you know. Kind of like trying to float, you know. Breathe, you know. And just be light, you know. Yes, it's like, you know, we get too overwhelming on so many daily things, and it's so easy to get caught off. But when you immediately caught yourself in that thought, in that momentum, in that action, or you want to react into something or someone in the old ways, kind of pause it right now there, you know what I mean, and breathe, and then, I can do better, I can do this, you know, and then just, it goes automatically, instantaneously. The more you do that, the more easy it gets to be done. And it just flows, you know, because it's in you. This is what we have, You know, so trying to kind of look and see on that individual in that situation, that light, that diamond, and just kind of get that sparkle, get it bigger and bigger. And then before you know, you both tune in. You know, so that's what I got to you, to offer you. I love you.
Thank you. What a blessing.
What? Ever. Ashtar is going home. Introduce Ashtar.
Oh, sure. Well, this is a pleasure. So, Ashtar, in his beautiful Galactic Federation uniform, is here in all his splendor to bring us his message through Christine. Greetings, Ashtar. Welcome.
Greetings, gracious ones. Yes, I am your Ashtar. I prefer to be known as Supreme Commander of the Heart. Because if I am that, and by that I mean giving my heart to God, same as you, then everything else is already done. And I and we can all rest in the moment together, in the ease and glory of the unfolding moment. Now, I've come to talk to you about nothing new, but I will do it with the brilliant, fresh, bright, new energies of this very moment. It's true, we're all gathered. We love to be with you. We've told you so many times. But it's not just because we're trying to pass you something or get you to do something or transmit something, or it's because we adore you. We do. We like you. We are amazed by you. Yes, you are our old friends, our family. You are the ones that prepared and trained to be incarnated at this unprecedented moment. So we are full to the brim and overflowing of admiration, respect. Never mind about how you view what you're doing. Simply continue to choose the qualities of love. And you are soaring. Do not judge by an outcome you cannot perceive. Choose the qualities of love, which are the qualities of truth, which are the qualities of light, which are the qualities of Father, Mother, God. It is how I live my day. None other. No other way. So when you're doing that as well, even though I'm in a dimensional position to be able to see and feel more directly the impact of my choices to do that, when you do it there and I do it here, and you all do it there, and we all do it here, there's no such thing as a dimension. We're just a family, thriving and creating in God as the expression and substance and sustenance of God. No difference, no dimension, no distance, no separation. Yes, it's that easy. And yes, that is simply how we live. And things arise. Interesting scenarios. Family gatherings. A call for help. And from that same natural disposition, we respond. What's so great about what we're doing here? It's easier to do it here. You're the big news. You there on the surface, doing it in the face of a melting slave planet, giving way through your choices, your love, God's love through you as you, released only by your choice to heal the experiences of density and return yourself and everything around you to the one true reality. New energies, of course, are pouring in. And it is true that it is what is causing what seems to be chaos. But how would we restore an entire realm to love itself without a bit of chaos? Don't focus on that. Focus on your choice in the each and every moment of the arising reality around you. Do not focus on the arising reality. Focus on your choice. That is how you stay simply hand in hand with us, heart in heart with God, in harmony and unity with the other light beings, star seeds, and bright ones across the planet. That is your safety and security, your own simple choice. Relax your focus off of the arising reality. Focus on the qualities of what it is you want. We have been speaking with some of you about the current moment. Many of you have come to imagine the now as a fixed point, more than a flexible range of experience. The now moment is also part of your understanding of currency. The now moment, if we take it as a sea, as an ocean, as a body of consciousness, that is the potential we all work from. That is God's gift of what we draw from to create. Again, us, same as you. You're just doing it under tougher conditions. This sea of God's potential, the sea of light, that is not nothing. It's the potential of all that is in every single one current moment. So this vast sea of God's potential. Now imagine a current running through it, creating what you even may think of as a slipstream, or for those of you used to rougher waters, a riptide. It's a current that you could enter and experience. Perhaps it would drag you a long ways. Perhaps you would fight it. Perhaps you would enjoy it, relax your body, and shoot far and see where you land. That's what the current moment is more like. It's not an A to B, and it's not fixed. Within the sea of potential, it is a current made out of agreement, creativity, that you may experience, that you are experiencing. Now I'm giving you something to ponder, to contemplate, to meditate on, to call me and I will come running to discuss it with you further. This current moment. But I am offering the emanation behind the words for you to feel and to tickle your remembrance. It's flexible. It's a bandwidth of energies available. It's a resonance highway. That's why it is so important to choose your thoughts, your feelings, to relax once and for all and lay down and keep walking. That idea that anything is happening to you. No, dear, dear ones, you may choose your feelings at any time, and not in a false way where you overlay something over something else and pretty soon you have a muddle. If you are in intense anger, you may simply choose to relax. There is always a way to shift your feelings, your thoughts, and shift them onto a quality of God. That is remaining easily in the current moment. Again and again I say, take your gaze and focus off of the arising reality. Put it on the qualities you want. Watch yourself not ascend. Shoot like a rocket, creating an upsweep that brings everyone with you. Now take hands and do it with your brother and your sister in the light and see what happens. Well, you're already doing it. I just brought a few old reminders with some new energies. Yes, the freedom and prosperity programs are well released. Stay steady in your anticipation of the knowing that it is going to be better than you possibly thought. I am Ashtar. Call me. Call us. We are at your beck and call. It is our honor. It is our joy. I love you, and I stand for your arising. Salut.
Thank you, Ashtar. Thank you, Christine. So we get to say one big hello and one big deep breath together. No goodbyes. This is just one big family, one big beautiful stream, one big current. So keep in your currents. Yes. Oh, Anna, yes, here you go.
Just want to say to all brothers and sisters, light workers, go ahead and as you continue to acknowledge your light in yourself, which is your nature, and through your choices, the choices that you do every moment, that light increases. Go ahead every day and radiate that light through all your brothers and sisters, all your surroundings. When you focus in that emanation, it just gets better and better, and it just gets stronger and stronger. So realize that you are light, because that's all you are. It is within you, and acknowledge and apply that to every choice that you do every day. Go ahead. Thank you.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to radiate that light. All right. We love you. We love you all. We're lingering because it's just so good to be together. We'll have another show soon and some messages out. Let us hear from you. We love you. We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy Gesara.